I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Students at Augustana College in Rock Island are asking administrators for answers about sexual assault policies. In early January, a student reported she was sexually assaulted at an off-campus house. That student shared her story with local news media, and some students say they're not satisfied with the college's response. 2 years ago, when Augustana College student Abigail Rosalieb was a freshman, she reported to the college she'd been sexually assaulted.
I was 18. I was scared out of my mind, and I really had no grasp on what had actually happened to me. You know, it took me years to kind of sort it out. And yet, like, there's no one really there to tell you what's going on or guide you through the process. It's like you're already expected to know.
Rosalieb asked the college to stop the investigation to protect her identity. In the meantime, the student she accused of assaulting her was hired as a residential advisor for the next academic year. And someone from residential life called her to schedule a hearing.
That was the confusing part. Me and everyone who went in to speak for me thought we were speaking under Title IX protection. And then suddenly I walked into the music department one day and everybody knew what had happened.
Rosalieb, who's now a junior, hopes Augustana will improve the way it implements Title IX policies to prevent what happened to her from happening to others.
Once all the Title IX was over, my life was still hell. I was still in classes every day with my abuser. He was allowed to do anything short of actually talk to me directly, and he found a lot of creative ways out of that. And I didn't think there was anybody that I could turn to for that administratively. I mean, there are no resources for people after they go through all of this, when they're still trying to deal with the fallout. And that's something I don't think people realize. And I think there's also a huge problem when most people are afraid to go to Title IX because all of these cases, at the end of the day, they come down to he said, she said. And, you know, until the school is willing to accept that most of us are not lying about being abused and look at the evidence, not like it's in like a criminal case, but in the fact that it's sexual assault, what progress is there to be made if we're just putting these survivors up against people who've abused them and not believing them because of insufficient evidence?
Early this month, Augustana College's Title IX board hosted a forum to address student concerns, but many left frustrated. Students say after half an hour of introductions, members of the crowd began yelling questions at the panel of four administrators. Dr. Wendy Hilton Morrow is one of Augustana's Title IX coordinators and served on the panel. She says student enthusiasm has led to positive change, such as a new task force led by college president Steve Balls and more involvement of the Student Government Association.
I think that students were anxious to get information, and we expected that with everything happening nationally, students would want to ensure that they were paying attention to what was happening on their campus and understanding why certain things happen around Title IX.
Hilton Morrow says all the coordinators follow Title IX policies, and detailed information about them is available on Augustana's website and flyers posted throughout campus.
What I think we certainly know about survivors of any form of sexual assault or domestic violence is that it's pretty individual what their reaction is to such trauma and what they identify as the best way to take care of themselves at a particular time. And so that's why I think people decide to move through the Title IX process or not in very different ways.
Natalie Trujillo is the president and founder of Positive Impact, an Augustana student group dedicated to sex education and bystander intervention. She says the heated discussion at the forum was an eye-opener for both administrators and students. Anne Trujillo says a task force alone might not be enough to satisfy student demand for change.
There are things happening behind the scenes, and there are people and administration and faculty who care, and they are working on things, but I think it's important to know that nothing's going to change overnight. I think that that gets lost sometimes, that students want change and they want it now. But in order to do something correctly and long-lasting, it might take a few months or years or something to put that in place.
The student who reported the sexual assault case in January became frustrated and dropped her Title IX case at Augustana. But the Rock Island Police Department's criminal investigation continues. I'm Michelle O'Neill.